Declan, first off, congratulations. First trophy as Donegal manager. Happy to have that under the belt.
Yes, nice, absolutely. And, you know, it was a good game of football. I thought both teams went at it. And second half, so there was a lot of big names coming off the both benches. And, yeah, it was a pleasing. I thought it was, you know, a good advertising for Ulster football, for the McKenna Cup. And that was all positive.
We've had a lot of ding-dong battles with Tyrone down the years. It looks like that's going to continue for a few years to come with the talent that, as you said, have been playing for both sides throughout this competition.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as I said, it goes back to even, you know, managing under 16 right through the minors, 21, and see, we've obviously had great battles with Tyrone, and that'll continue, because Tyrone are the benchmark. They're going to be there. They're going to be competing for Ulster. They're going to be up there in Division 1. So these we will be meeting, and it's going to be important, as I say, that today is important from our point of view, that we got a victory behind us, that we can move on now and really concentrate on the Kildare match next Sunday, which is a vital, vital match.
You're happy with the performance tonight of the team? I mean, you were up against it a lot of times there, but they kept at it and kept chipping away at Tyrone.
Ah, listen, exactly. I mean, as I said, it's from our point of view, it's still a very inexperienced side, but it was great to see Martin McElhinney and Frank McGlynn getting a lot of game time there this evening, and also Michael Murphy getting about 30 minutes in the second half. That's vital for us, and Neil McGee coming off. So those are the experienced players that we're looking to carry these young lads through, because as I say, these young lads are all very good footballers. It's going to take time on the pitch, it's going to take games to get that experience, and but now they're getting there, and you know, working with both sets between the seniors and those young lads coming through, it's just basically trying to get them at the right level. And that's important, because as I say, these young lads are the future of Donegal football, and a lot of them are putting their best foot forward in terms of selection for the next league match and down the line.
A man of the match performance tonight from Oran McNeilis as well, impressive display.
Yeah, listen, Oran McNeilis, I mean, he is a brilliant player, there's no doubt about that there. Some of the stuff that he can do with the ball, his vision, he sees things that nobody else sees. Really top class player, and you know, he's one of a team that works hard, in fairness, and you know, the 15 guys that worked or the start of the night and the guys coming off the bench all contributed, and that's important.
No time to celebrate on this. You have Kildare, as you said, next Sunday, back to league, and two important points needed.
Yeah, back in tomorrow morning, so start analysing and getting ready for Kildare now next Sunday. So there's nothing yet, there's no time to rest on our laurels. We have to get right back at it, and next week it's going to be a big match for us, and you know, it's one that we know that we need to get points on the board, and it's going to be a big test, but listen, we look forward to that.
In terms of injuries, how are you looking?
I think maybe Stephen McBurdy probably could, you know, just didn't get, he's on getting assessed there now, but possibly still late, maybe for a couple of weeks.